Chapter 1. Concert Trouble. Nutville had been waiting all month for the summer concert in the park. Lanterns were already strung between the trees, blankets had been folded and stacked by the gazebo, Mrs. Pigeon had baked 3 trays of crumb cakes for intermission, Mayor Buttersworth had practiced his opening speech in front of a mirror until even he was tired of hearing it. There was just one problem. The town band was missing half the band. One trumpet player had gone to visit cousins in Pine Hollow. The tuba squirrel had twisted an ankle carrying watermelons. 2 clarinet players had gotten stuck at the mill after volunteering to repair a belt and learning too much about belts. Now the gazebo held a drum, 1 violin, an accordion, and 3 deeply worried sheet music stands. Mrs. Hedgehog, who ran the concert schedule with military precision, pressed both paws to her forehead. "We cannot perform the Nutville Evening Polka with 1 violin and a drum." Papa Nutwobble peered at the music stands. Could the accordion pretend to be the rest? "No," said Mrs. Hedgehog. Nutty was already circling the gazebo with a notebook. Whenever music met machinery in his brain, trouble arrived wearing dancing shoes. Grandma saw the expression at once. "No." Nutty looked up. "No what?" "No automatic band." "I have not said automatic band." Grandma pointed to the notebook. He had already written automatic band at the top and underlined it twice. Mama stretched out on the gazebo steps and grinned. "I would like to hear the pitch anyway." Nutty hopped onto a bench. "Friends, neighbors, anxious music organizers, why should instruments rely on lungs, paws, and practice when they could rely on engineering? What if we build a system of controlled air, precise levers, and gentle percussion to assist the concert?" Mrs. Hedgehog narrowed her eyes. "You just described a storm entering a music shop." "No," said Nutty. "I described progress." Tony the delivery fox, who had arrived with the evening mail, leaned against the bandstand and shrugged. "If the choice is no concert or ridiculous concert, I vote ridiculous." Mayor Buttersworth heard the word concert and hurried over at once. "Can this be done by tonight?" Nutty grinned. "With enough hoses, pedals, switches, and a few strictly musical leaf blowers, yes." Grandma shut her eyes for a moment. "There is nothing strictly musical about a leaf blower." But the town wanted its concert. The lanterns were already hung. The blankets were already stacked. Mrs. Pigeon's crumb cakes were already cooling in rows as neat as soldiers. There was no time to summon more musicians from Pine Hollow. So the Nutwobbles went to the workshop. They carried brass tubing, bellows, foot pedals, old organ pipes, ropes, clamps, and 2 leaf blowers Papa had once used to clear acorn shells from the shed. Nutty pinned a diagram to the wall. At the top, it said, "The Breeze Band 3000. Below that, arrows pointed to a fan-driven flute rack, a pedal-operated drum arm, and a line of whistles labeled Woodwind Assistance Zone. Papa blinked at the drawing. "Why are the blowers smiling?" "Wow," said Nutty. Grandma tapped one corner of the page. "Why is this hose connected to a trumpet?" "For sustained notes."
"And why is this one connected to 6 kazoos?" Nutty paused. "For celebration." Grandma sighed. "That answer worried me before you finished it."